Thank you so much for joining Losing My Religion podcast. My name is Joshua Preston. Today we have a new episode for you. We hope that it encourages you and through the discussions to what our part, our journey, and maybe even what the Holy Spirit is revealing in your heart with it. We hope that it encourages you and helps you on your way, helps us to enjoy more of His love for us, enjoy the relationship that we have with Him, so that we can actually be better human beings, be the human beings that He has created us to be, to love one another just as He loves us. So we hope that you enjoyed this episode. And if you love our podcast, please subscribe and share. And you can actually become a podcast contributor if you like to. If you feel led to, if you don't, and we're absolutely fine with that. So we hope you enjoyed this episode today, and we look forward to having more discussions with you in the future. And so enjoy. Welcome to Losing My Religion podcast. I am one, your host, Joshua.
I'm so sorry.
And here's Coughing Korea.
I'm so sorry, y'all. I have hot tea in my hand. I'm a little congested. Allergies are getting to me right now.
And she spilled the hot tea on herself.
Yeah, I got a little bit on my leg.
But we want to thank you so much for joining us in episode 137. 137.
Yeah, it's just you and I tonight. Yep. We usually record these at night.
Yeah, so technically we're saying at night. Whenever you may be, hey, it's
wherever
just the two of us. So we just want to thank you for joining us. Also, just kind of a quick reminder what our show is about so people understand what we're about. Because I know this from when I'll post hashtag Lose My Religion. People are like, you're walking away from the faith. Oh, don't leave Jesus. And that's not what this podcast is about, actually. Technically, you get to know Jesus more. You just get rid of all the BS in your lives and get more of a relationship, more understanding about who He is and who we are and how we live together and going through life together. And that's what our show is about. So I just want to give you a heads up about that. It's because we have had new viewers across the different platforms. So I just want to kind of let people know what we're about to understand. They see Losing My Religion. It's not we're walking away from the faith. Actually grow stronger and not weirder, actually.
Well, it's a song. Because if you think about Christians...
I don't want Christians to be like, we're weird.
They wouldn't think of us, and I don't want them to. I am not your poster child for Christianity, or how a Christian woman should be.
No.
I don't want to be, be honest. But you know, when we were talking about what we wanted to talk about, I thought it just kind of came to me because it's something we are dealing with, and seeing others that we know and love, people that are going through really hard times when it comes to health challenges, and how can you be there? How can you be supportive? Yeah. How do you show that you care when they're going through a very, very challenging time in their life?
Yeah. And it can be more than just health. This episode's called Seeing Others in Pain, and kind of it can be multiple reasons why somebody's in pain. And we're all dealing with this. We're dealing with a pandemic. I got allergies too. We don't got the corona, just to let y'all know. We always get allergies this time of year. But you're distanced from people, you're not around people. And you see them in pain, and I think one of the biggest reactions is that I want to come over there and just hug them. You know, that's a typical reaction a lot of times. But then dealing with what we have going on right now is kind of like, in our situation, someone we know has breast cancer. And so going through chemo and everything, you kind of almost have to keep your distance. Especially now, if somebody came around here who had coronavirus, that will wipe her right out. And that's not something that's good. So what do you do in the meantime?
Yeah.
And what do you do
when this person's already exhausted emotionally, physically, mentally, their physical strength is draining, they're scared out of their minds, and you see that, and you like I feel for, I don't know exactly, I can't imagine all that's going on
But we lived through that, though. But we lived through that. You know, your dad had cancer. But then you also, your mom didn't have, turn around.
My mom had it.
Breast cancer.
And it's scary. It's difficult. You know, I feel like now, even with my mom, it's been over, well over a year.
No, it's been like 3 years, 3-4 years.
Yeah. And it's like, I feel like I'm understanding more of how she felt during that time. She's writing a book, and, you know, I read like the rough draft of it. I told her I was like bawling my eyes out. But, you know, it's inspirational. But when you're in those moments, it's hard to know what to do and what to say. And you, imagine the other person. They don't know what to do and to say. And they have all these feelings. And again, it's like you're a friend and you want to be there to help. And it's like, what do? Like, I try my best. Like, I think when it comes to like social media, because with COVID and stuff, it's harder to get together with certain people. And she can't be around a lot, you know.
She can't be around, I mean, you're stereotypical. When someone goes through your cancer treatment, they can't be around somebody who's trying to get pregnant or is pregnant. Small kids, small babies. And in this case, you didn't exasperate that even bigger, even more, is that you can't be around people. You're going through flu season.
Yeah.
She has to stay away from that. Coronavirus is something that she has to completely stay away from. And you know, and that's a huge deal. That isolates her even more in the sense.
So connecting with her has been by way of text. And some people just express better through text. I'm one of those people sometimes. So yeah,
it depends. You give me short answers sometimes. Like, we'll just talk when you get home.
Yeah. And then when you get home, it's like, blah, blah, blah.
And I'm like shutting the door, like going out the house.
But you know, and it's how do you show, like, care through a text? It's hard.
I also think that you hit a point there. This, I want to kind of reel it back, just rewind it back just a little bit. You mentioned talking about in the time that sometimes on Facebook and stuff right now, there, it can be certain situations because they just talked about on Facebook for the first time publicly.
Yeah,
we knew about the day that she was diagnosed and stuff. Close people knew, but outside of that, no one knew. And they finally publicly went out there. But and the thing that kind of talks, that kind of hits a point, is that there's so many people in pain right now who are going through pain, and they don't express on Facebook, and you're not around them, and you don't see it. Like, they just had, last week it was Word Call of Purple. I don't know if you knew this. Is where Color Purple for domestic violence, because domestic violence is up higher than normal because people are at home. And so you have more domestic violence happening in this country, and not just in this country, it hurts around the world, it's increased. And you have men and women both who are going through that, who are scared to even talk about it. So there's that section. I mean, it can go on. You got kids, and it's interesting that even dealing with kids, we know one of our friends, their daughter hates this virtual learning. She's very hands-on.
Oh, and our oldest has expressed to us.
Oh, she just hates school, period. I don't care if it was, she was in classroom, what? Another one absolutely loves it. But, like, for them, it's like, she needs hands-on. So she's in pain right now, in a sense. There's pain. There's so many different forms of pain going on. And I think sometimes a lot of this stuff is that we don't talk about it.
I think, right. We don't talk about it, but there are people in positions that really can't.
Correct.
Because, for many reasons, I mean, they could repercussions for speaking out.
Or it's just not the time, because, like, I think in that sense, because we can relate to this, is talking in the part, in the time frame you're in a situation that you can't talk about it, because people who don't bother to, I have to say, read stuff in context.
How about listen?
Yeah.
Or even ask questions and stop assuming.
Yeah,
so much.
Assumptions is bad. And then what happens is when you're in a situation like that, and that's where people won't listen,
right?
They get piling more abuse on top of you.
Right.
So in a way, some people are quiet because they just can't express it right now because the abuse would be piled on.
Right.
And that happened.
I mean, and I'm not going to... We've been through some very difficult situations. I'm not going to go into great details, but I... Me, personally, I had to be quiet for a while about certain things we were going through. And now having more of the courage to speak up about how I felt and what I was thinking, why I made some of the choices I made during those times. And it's just so... It's so difficult. And then you pile on an illness and a disease on top of that, you know, what people are going through. And it's just, they have the weight of the world on their shoulders. And, you know, and again, it's like, how do you, there's no handbook. No. There's no handbook out there to be a good friend. Yes, there's tips and there's great pieces of advice, but every person is unique. And it's like, how do you speak to them in a way that they understand and know that you care and that you love them and that you support them?
And I think it comes into, I'm a, I guess, put a, what do you call it, a warning or, I don't know.
Disclaimer?
Disclaimer. What? There you go. You got it. I knew you would work with my Vans on that one. A disclaimer. Anything we suggest from this point is only suggestions and inspiration in a sense. And so I just want to kind of make sure that people understand we're not saying do this, do that, do this. These are just suggestions. And it's kind of like the whole purpose of it is to learn from him how to navigate that person in a sense.
When you say him.
Yeah, I'm talking about God and the Holy Spirit. And so it's to learn to navigate with him because, let's be real, he knows how to navigate that person and how to deal with it and stuff. What we're saying is, we just give suggestion and inspiration. It allows you to develop that relationship with him too to help. But sometimes we're scared of getting out of the box. Starting.
Yeah.
And sometimes a suggestion allows you to get out of the gate and then you're able to listen. You to him and stuff. So that's just a disclaimer from this point. Anything we talk about, it's just a suggestion and inspiration. That's it. Not to do all.
Yeah, because, you know, you'll sometimes get that nudge. You'll get that... Just that sudden burst of desire to do something, and it's not impulsive. I'm probably saying this wrong. Impulsivity or impulse, where it's harmful, but it's an act of love that wants to work through you. So for me, for example, sometimes I will. This usually happens to me in the morning. But I'll start, somebody's name will pop up in my mind. And I usually know that I need to reach out to them.
Mm-hmm.
Something's going on with them and they're having, you know, they're having a challenging time and just to check up on them and see how they're doing. Sometimes I'll get dreams. Now that usually, unless I'm really close with the person, I have a real close relationship with them, I'll share the dream with them. But that's not for everybody. Text has been kind of what I've been using to check up on people. I find it a little bit, I guess now I've grown to, when it comes to being in person with people and they're sharing their challenges and their difficulties, I think I've done a better job at listening to them. And I don't ever want to... I'm quiet. Like I've learned to listen, and I'm still learning to listen to them without interjecting and making them feel like, well, their experience is like my experience, because it's not. All of our experiences are different. We're unique individuals, and I don't ever want to make someone. I don't ever want to like put my experiences on somebody else while they're sharing, diminishing what they've gone through and their feelings and their thoughts, or even dismissing, because you could do that too sometimes. And then there's cases where somebody deep down needs to hear what you've gone through. So you're listening, right? And you're doing a great job. And they're expressing. But deep down inside, they also want to hear what you've gone through. And that will help them in more ways than one, too. So, you know, what have you learned about when it comes to when people have been expressing painful things to you, and just how have you been able to help others, and maybe how have they helped you in learning? And
I would say the biggest one is always to listen, because that's one of the biggest things. And you probably, if you listen to our podcast, especially this year, this season, we have used that word so much in every episode. It's the word listen. And I think that's the key, really big key, is to listen to what somebody has to say. Listen to what they got going on. Listen to if they're going through, you know, cancer treatments and stuff. It's to listen to them, because there's so much going on. And we've been around people who have gone through cancer treatment. Now, I can tell you, chemo really messes with your head. And it messes with your thinking, your thoughts, and things. And sometimes it's good to be, allow somebody just to talk, express out what's going on. I always find that to be a big, big thing. And don't assume. I think it was the biggest thing is don't assume anything. Just because you might have gone through some situation. For instance, you yourself have gone through breast cancer, and the person who's right there with you is in pain, they're going through breast cancer. Don't assume that they have the same experience as you. I think that's
why they even feel the way you do.
Yeah, because like you know, we were listening to our friend. I was listening. We were at the office talking about it. And you always say the second chemotherapy treatment is determining the factor how your body really reacts to chemo. And they're talking about, you know, the first one doesn't do it. The second one, you definitely lose your hair, but do you feel terrible or are you just completely normal? It's the second one that determines that. And because, and I remember being in there and they were on the phone with her. And they were like, look, you don't have a clue. You don't know how you made it. Just because somebody else had that same reaction doesn't mean you'll have it. You might be totally different. And I think that's assumptions. Assuming that that person has the same experience, same feeling, same everything as you. And they may have not. There might be similarities. And I think that comes to listening. But that doesn't mean that you can't share your experience. But be mindful of that. And don't put on there, like, follow my experience. Hey, this just was my experience. And it just kind of, and use it as a way as hope.
Yeah.
A positive. Or if you made wrong experience in your experience, made wrong decisions or something. Hey, I made this wrong decision. I'm just letting you know. You know, there's things, like, you can just say, hey, this was what happened to me. Don't use it as a guide, but use it. You know, this is just my experience. Yeah. And leave it at that. That was two. But I think the third one really plays in is learning is to be. Sometimes I had trouble with this just because I get caught up in my own life. Is be consistent. How often do we have times when, and I say this, with somebody who's hurting, be consistent. Follow up.
Yeah.
I think that's sometimes I've learned that. Sometimes I have trouble with that because I get caught up with my world. No. I think we all do in a way. But that's one of the things for me. I have trouble follow up. And it's staying with that person. Like somebody grieving. Like everybody's there with that person constantly until that burial happens. And once a burial happens, no one, it's like crickets.
The meals aren't cooked anymore. You know, yeah, how people bring stuff sometimes. There's no more flowers. Yeah. You know, the cards aren't.
We can say that, but
in the mail anymore.
Well, how about when somebody has a baby? Oh, everybody's there the first 2 weeks, helping the parents get adjusted. But I can tell you, the first 2 weeks are not that bad. It's the third.
What
have a baby.
Oh, well,
But I would say majority of the time, it comes at third, fourth week when everybody just disappears.
Because those first 2 weeks, you could have fourth degree tears or and a C-section, and
yeah, you but know, and I said the third floor is usually the worst because mm-hmm. everybody's there the first 2 weeks.
But then it's kind of, a lot of people expect that.
Yeah,
what a lot of people do not expect
is somebody to fall out.
Yeah, to be there after all that.
And I found that to be something that helps, and just being there. And something that challenges me at times, to be the follow-up person in those situations.
Right. But, and not trying to, like, sometimes I'll get a name will pop up in my mind and, you know, or I'll just get an idea to do something nice for somebody. And it's not, you're not, you know, the idea is just not to do it to try to fix them and the situation. You really don't know how things will help,
yeah,
or even how things will turn out. You're just simply doing it out of love, pure intentions. And I think that's the thing. You don't go into when you're talking to somebody, you know, especially anyone who has an illness or disease, you know, we're talking about cancer. You don't go in to try to fix their feelings.
Yeah.
You don't go in to try to fix their thoughts.
Isn't that something that I think we deal with though, like in everything we do?
Yeah.
But like stuff like this.
Like you don't allow them to express the fear that they have, or express the concern and the worry.
Well, I'll take even more than that. I think that we'll go in there. You're that attitude, or we're going to, and I will listen and everything, and that person is going to be on Jesus like crazy after I get done. And okay, it's like that attitude, I'm going to come in and fix it. I'm Mr. or Mrs. Fix It. And I let's be real. The expectations in the situation should be nothing changes. And I say that. The expectation should be nothing changes, because I can tell you they might be a little smiling more, but when you walk out that door, then they may not be smiling anymore. Or they might be saying, you know, Jesus is good, God is good, and with you, and then the pain or whatever they're dealing with, they're going through, has a flare up or something or a thought, and they ain't saying that anymore. so the whole idea is not to come in there to be Mr. and Mrs. Fix It. Yeah, you might listen, great,
but it's not just gonna take you. No. It's gonna take more. It's gonna take, and I'm not saying it's all put on you, meaning there could be other people.
Well, how many people, how many times do we feel
that
like
wanna, that want to, you know, do
something? I'm the closer here.
Yeah, right.
I'm the pastor of the church, and I'm going to fix it. And that's what I lay hands on her, and she is now healed, or he's healed.
But all you did was put a little chink in the armor.
Or how about you might not have done squat. And what you may have done is brought your pride into the situation, which didn't help for one. But just have expectation nothing happens. And that you were there for a friend or a family member. Somebody who you love, and you were just there for them. That was it. Because their fear, their anxiety, it's probably still going to be there. And I want to say to you, that's okay. Because you can't just be there once. If we as a community want to really grow, is that we need to learn what journeying with people is like.
Hmm.
And that means the follow-up. I'm learning that more. I need help in that area. I'm not afraid to admit that. But it's that follow-up. You know, and I'm going to say this. Somebody did, they might just pass away. And you're like, well, what did I do to help? You gave them companionship while they went through it all. And they were not alone. I will say this. What such a great sacrifice that you gave to a person to give them companionship like that. It's beautiful. I just want to help. I think in the church we have such horrible expectations. We'll read in the gospel, oh, Jesus, well, we gonna do that same thing too. And it's like, whoa, time out. One, English is horrible writing. A lot of stuff was not instantaneous, by the way. Mm-hmm. It was a process.
Long suffering.
Yeah, so there was a lot of stuff that went on before it came. But because of how they wrote it. Patience. Yeah, they wrote it in a short time span, in a sense, because they were getting onto another point. So they just say, that person was healed. And it was just like that, we're moving on to the next part. You gotta kind of understand how.
Yeah, you kind of go to like the end of the
yeah.
story.
Yeah. In a sense. So they gave the
middle part.
Yeah, you don't get the fullness there, which is fine. And that's not the point. See, God gives you, He always gives you the end as hope, as a beautiful hope. Just not in the middle. I think that sometimes we have to, is to recalculate the expectation. It's huge.
Yeah. Things you can say to someone who's expressing. A lot of times people, they don't even engage someone because they don't know the first thing to say. They don't.
I think a lot of that can be, I'm going to come in there. I think what we have doing, someone starts to express, we get excited, we did our job, and we shut. And what we do next shuts them down. Can shut down the person expressing. And
like, I think also we can shut ourselves down too.
What I'm saying that is that like when we did grief, we went through the grief counseling group thing, as people going through that. And I think what was something that was good was to engage that person enough that they get out. To fully express. And don't allow them to shut them down. Don't allow them to shut themselves down in a sense. But you also too, I think it's the most important thing, is that the person doing the listening can tend to shut down that person expressing. And that's something that I remember that was like, I think it was the hardest thing people had to deal with. I think the group I was in was learning not to allow that person, not getting in and fearing that person expressing. And I think that's one of the biggest things. And that can be, it's using wording that encourages more dialogue. And I mean by that, encouraging them to, like, how did that make you feel?
Yeah.
Yeah, your words are very short, but it's encouraging them to go more into it. Yeah. To dive deeper. Let's dig for diamonds, you know. Like, let's really get down there and get there. That's Minecraft reference, you didn't notice that.
Yeah. Being specific too, in your conversation, can really help someone, I guess, zero in on how they truly feel, in order, and, you know, to get them to express, like, you know, that's just how are you, but how are you today? How was this morning for you? Did you have anything challenging come up this morning? You know, just being specific. It's easy. You know, I even, with our friend who's going through cancer treatment, she comes from a very big family and they're very close. Mm-hmm. And there's a part of me that's like, I don't know how I can help, because she has a lot of people there, in a sense, that are willing, and we've seen them like just jump into action when there was a need. But I had said, you know, is there something that we could help you with at this moment? I really didn't know really what to say when it came to that. You know, I kind of felt like I failed in a sense with that.
And I think you feel like that. I think that's okay to feel like that.
Then the other thoughts and ideas come in. It's like, well, you know, just cook dinner and bring it over.
You know what Tim will always say? Sometimes just trying helps.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the biggest thing. Like, and I think sometimes, and I'll put that one, go into the person's hurting shoes. May this be something to help you. Is that people who are going to reach out to you, a lot of times their intent is good. They don't know how to express it. They're trying and they feel awkward.
Yeah.
And I want somebody's hurting. I want to set your expectations too. Like, understand, like, they're not being like they think you're creepy or something because you're in pain or something. Is that they feel a little awkward because in a sense, they don't know how to articulate how to express to you how they can help. And, you know, that type of arena.
And it's difficult to see. And it's like saying, like, well,
it's difficult to see somebody hurting.
Going through. Because it's like you feel.
Yeah.
You're feeling of certain emotions. And, like, I guess I was thinking, like, materialistically, what can I help you with? And she didn't need anything from me at that moment, materialistically. So, and I think coming in, I think we kind of been kind of conditioned to think a lot of times it's material, physical things that help, that really, you know, will get the job done. And yeah, of course, there's a time and place for things, but we forget how much of an impact just being quiet and listening to someone, how much help that really can do for somebody.
Yep.
And how that's needed at that moment.
So I think I kind of end it there for now. I think something would be really good to come back on, but I want to kind of leave it in hands of people who are listening. We want to hear from you. What are some of the challenges you felt that you had to deal with when you dealt with somebody who was in pain, or you're currently dealing with somebody with pain? Maybe some challenges you felt,
what were things that you did not like when you were going through a hard time that was being done,
or the things you did like,
and
vice versa. They put it together and email us at hello@losemyreligion.love, and we won't share your name. It'll be something we'll come back to and talk about, but we won't share your name. We'll talk about your experience, or, you know, what you tell us, and we'll use that as, you know, inspiration and suggestions to others and everything. But, you know, that I think I kind of want to hear from them, because I think that'd be really cool to hear our people's experiences. We're getting our experiences and suggestions, but
add another perspective.
Yeah, perspectives are great. I think that's interesting, just to say somebody goes, oh, you're all you're talking about is a human. Well, God, Dad gave us these perspectives. Now, with that, we should always notice it's a perspective. It isn't an all be all.
It's another side of the story. Correct. The story has many sides.
Correct. And to be able to understand the whole story is to see it from many sides. And Dad does that for a reason, because it takes community to move forward.
Yeah, there are a lot of people out here who are hurting. A lot of people that can't really speak about what they're going through.
Yeah.
Shoot,
you're getting ready to have it to the point, I'll say this, in this country, but I also see in other countries that are locking down again for COVID, that people's loved ones are going to be in the hospital, and they cannot be with them.
Yeah.
And there's going to be loved ones who are going to be in the hospital alone, and these people can't be with them, and they pass away. And you're going to have a lot of hurting people. It's just, unfortunately, it's just going to get a little worse. It's going to get worse.
But I do believe that love can still be shown. Love can still help heal.
Correct.
Love can still be there. Love can help bring clarity, can help bring peace, could help calm the storms.
Yep.
And do so much more than we realize.
Yep. So with that, we want to say that we love you I hope you enjoyed the episode, and we want to hear from you.
Thanks for listening.
See you later. Or talk to you later.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast at Losing My Religion. If you'd like to show your continued support, subscribe and share. And if you like, you can give monthly of no more than $10 at the link in the description below. It helps us to keep doing what we love to do, which is this. Thank you.